Welcome to this podcast about Kivalina and Singalk entrance in Alaska. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Kivalina sits on a narrow barrier island between the Chukchi Sea and Kivalina Lagoon, about 79 miles northwest of Kotzebue and 72 miles southeast of Point Hope, Alaska. Lieutenant Lavrenty Zagoskin of the Imperial Russian Navy first recorded the Inupiat village, then called Kivalinagmut, and situated at the lagoon's north end in 1847. The lagoon runs about 10 miles and is fed by the Kivalina and Wulik rivers. Singalk entrance links the lagoon to the Chukchi Sea. The modern village occupies the island's southeastern tip, right at this entrance, where the Wulik River empties into the sea. It is one of only two outlets from the lagoon, and its shifting sandbars and chronic erosion have long shaped and shrunk the ground the village stands on. Kivalina has long served as a waypoint for travelers along the Chukchi coast. In 2009, archaeologists found remains and artifacts from the Ipiutak culture, a pre-Thule, non-whaling civilization that vanished more than 1,000 years ago. Kivalina is one of 11 Alaska communities recognized by the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission that hunt the bowhead whale. Kaktovik, Nuiksut, Utqiagvik, Wainwright, Point Lay, and Point Hope along the Chukchi and Beaufort coasts, Little Diomede and whales in the Bering Strait region, and Savunga and Gamble on St. Lawrence Island. Around 1900, after commercial whaling and walrus hunting had depleted local marine mammal stocks, reindeer were imported from Siberia, and some residents trained as herders. An airstrip was built in 1960, and a new school and electric system followed in the 1970s. Arctic temperatures are rising more than twice as fast as the global average, fueling fiercer ocean storms, flooding, and erosion beneath Kivalina's homes. Sea ice that once shielded the island from winter storms now forms too late in the fall to block storm surges and rising water, and patchy ice makes winter travel and hunting more dangerous. Residents voted in 1992 to relocate the village, but agreeing on a safer site has proved difficult. A location chosen in 2000 was later ruled unsuitable by the Army Corps of Engineers. In the meantime, several beach protection projects, including a 2010 rock revetment, have slowed the erosion, buying the community roughly another decade to find a new home. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.